Marcia, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. Where are you calling from? Are you back in London? Are you still on the road with Floretry? What are you doing?
No, I'm actually in Los Angeles now, so it's bright and early. So I set my alarm just so I can speak to you.
Aw. And you got that morning voice with the British accent. That is so sexy.
Oh yeah, it's an octave higher now. I had to wake up and warm up so I didn't sound like Barry White.
Barry White never sound that good. No, Barry White never turned me on. No. How's the tour going? Is it over with?
Amazing. We actually finished roughly around 3 weeks to a month ago, and it was the most amazing yet grueling schedule I've ever done in my entire career.
Are you going to go back out with? Are you going to go back with the group?
Oh, not this year.
Now, why was it the most grueling?
Because it was a show every single day, no days off. I believe we only did Oakland and San Diego were the shows that we did two nights in a row. Well, actually, in Oakland, we did two nights every night for four nights. Wow. San Diego was two nights. Yeah, two shows per night. And then I think D.C. had two shows back to back and New York. So, there was just no days off and no room for error, really. So I'm glad my voice actually held up the entire time and just felt thankful to the fans that came out every night and didn't notice that I was exhausted and wanted to collapse every day. But I got through it. Thank Jesus.
So, the late Dennis Brown, the reggae and lovers rock icon.
Brown Prince of reggae.
Yeah. Did you grow up listening to Dennis Brown?
I did. You know what, growing up, well, being born in Liverpool, raised in London, reggae was second nature to any kid. Race, color, creed, reggae is just an influence in the UK, period. So for me, Dennis Brown, listening to Dennis Brown growing up was second nature. Like over there, back in, well, I'm telling my age a little bit, but listening to pirate radio stations, it was reggae and soul music. So you could only listen to one of the two when we were kids. And I had the glorious joy of having listened to Dennis Brown from back in the day. But for me, it just reminds me of home. It reminds me of good cooked food and good music and my mother yelling at me, telling me to get up to school and do your chores. And, when you didn't have to pay taxes and you didn't have a job, and life was simpler as a kid.
It's a 30-song tribute album to Dennis Brown. And Marcia Ambrosius does Have You Ever. Here it is.
And it's been so long I've been wanting to tell you, children.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was just a wonderful project to be a part of. His daughter had reached out a while ago and asked me to do it, and I was just so thankful that she asked. And thankfully, I got to choose the song that I wanted to do, and Have You Ever just has such a great message. And at the time, it really was a question. Like, really, have you ever been in love before? And at the time, I wasn't sure until... I actually did fall in love, and it's amazing.
Aww.
And the message in the song means that much more to me now. So we just shot a video for it here in Los Angeles, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. So.
What was his name?
Sip. We don't want to bring that up. We don't want to bring that up.
What was his name?
That's okay, Marcia.
Share with the class.
No.
Oh, you don't want to hear his name.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I got 10 copies of the CD to the 10 Text Tom Club members at 646464, a tribute to Dennis Brown. Thanks, Marcia.